Well, this is Shop Talk, our weekly discussion of journalism issues. I'm Rich Egger.
I'm Rich Moreno.
And I'm Jasmine Crichton.
The Indy Star reported recently that Indiana Governor Mike Pence planned to begin a media outlet called Just In, with N being capitalized as in the abbreviation for Indiana. Get it? Pretty clever. This would have been a website run by the state to break stories and disseminate information in news organizations. Pence dropped the plan after catching an earful from reporters and others. And Jasmine, what could they possibly have been complaining about?
Well, the government can't really put out news. It can't do that in an objective way at all. So people in journalism circles were outraged that they could even make it seem like they are trying to distribute news.
Well, you could in the old Soviet Union, but right. I'm not sure this is something that would necessarily fly in the good old U.S. of A.
And right. It didn't.
And this differs from having a public information officer, which most government agencies will have, or a PR arm for your office, where you send out press releases. But the process is you send them out, and the media decides if they're going to run them or not. And so you don't just get this carte blanche use of stories that are all puffy and PR-ish. This was different. This was essentially him setting up a out of the mainstream news organization to issue its own news, and obviously colored and tailored in its own way.
Right. There cannot be a state-run news service.
No.
It just doesn't work like that.
But it might have worked for him if there hadn't been such an uproar because, as we've talked about many times on this program, news staffs continue to get smaller and reporters are having to do more. And if a story is just offered to you and you don't really have to do any work on it, especially in perhaps some small town markets where you have just one reporter on staff, some of this material might have been used.
Oh, it very likely would have been used. And I'm glad that it's not going to be in existence.
Oh, yeah.
Because it could have been.
But you're right. I mean, it drew national attention as soon as this was beyond just the Indianapolis Star that covered it. I mean, the Atlantic posted a story online calling it the Pravda of the Plains, based on the Soviet news organization. And there were a number of other media outlets, organizations that, you know, immediately jumped on this and said, what were they thinking? I think that this is one of those things that I think sometimes when you sit around in the little room and everybody is of a similar mind and you bounce the same ideas off people who agree with you all the time, you come up with bad ideas.
Yeah, that happens.
So I think that's, one of the columnists for the Indiana Star called it, a horrible idea. You do kind of wonder sometimes about these political figures. Do they understand how this is going to play in Peoria, so to speak? Mm-hmm. You know, how is this going to be when this goes beyond your little circle, your mm-hmm. inner circle? And I don't think so. I don't think there's that guy in the room or that woman in the room who has that BS detector sometimes who says, you know, this is not a really good idea. This is going to look bad.
Yeah, and from their point of view, I can see how they thought, oh, this is a great idea. Let's do this. Let's put this together.
Sure. I mean, it's almost like, hey, Fox News is able to do certain things of a similar philosophical bent. What would be wrong with us setting up our own? You know, I also think the other thing that makes it different, obviously, from Fox News is privately owned.
Yeah,
you know,
the
power of any media is who owns it.
Correct.
And that's always been that way. Whoever owned newspapers controlled what the content was, et cetera. This is different. This is taxpayers in Indiana having a state-run news service run with, you know, obviously it never happened, but most likely a philosophical, ideological bent. And that's just wrong.
Yeah, you want your news to be reported objectively. You don't want it to be given to you from your government.
Exactly.
Yeah. And I'm not going to defend the idea, but part of the thinking may be if you look at, I believe it's Conan O'Brien's show, where they show that a particular video package has been sent out across the nation, and you hear all these anchors reading the introduction everyone with a sort of a different way of approaching how it should be read.
Right.
And so you get thinking, well, why don't we just send out news like that
True.
And see how many stations it, will
yeah,
use
it? That's the VNRs, the video news releases. And unfortunately, a lot of smaller, medium-sized markets have had to rely on them, as you said, because of staff cutbacks. But again, the difference sort of is that they can choose to do that. You know, that outlet. This is a little bit different where they're just – this is – a news organization that's just designed for an ideological purpose.
And, you again, as you mentioned, using
taxpayer
dollars.
Right. And with the VNRs, there are a lot of newsrooms that will not run them.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to say everybody
uses
them.
Yeah, there are plenty. I've never worked at a station that was comfortable with VNRs, and we just tossed them, and that was the end of it. And with those news packages that Conan was making fun of, I've been a news producer, and I've seen them all, you know. And what happens a lot of the time is you have one person writing that show and they get the mock-up script or they get the suggested script and they just don't make any changes to it. And it happens again and again and again. So by the end of that news day, that news cycle, everyone has done that certain news package and it's been done the same way because no one got creative with that script. So,
right.
You know, because plenty of like CNN usually will give affiliates and plenty of news organizations availability. They'll give them those packages to use. But, yeah, I've seen plenty of news producers and plenty of rookie ones who didn't try to put any kind of local spin to something or didn't change the script in any way.
Right.
And I don't think it's anything new for someone to try and control the message in this way, too.
No.
I seem to remember talking on this program a few years ago about the Big Ten Network. And unfortunately, my memory isn't strong enough to remember exactly what the issue was. But it seemed the Big Ten Network was really going to control what information was disseminated about sports programs in particular in the Big
right.
Ten, and media access to other outlets was going to be severely restricted.
And I think that's your point, was the media access. Was that also the group that was not allowing people to Twitter during games? There was some sports team that for a while, thought it was a college, where they were, because people were live tweeting during games, they passed a rule saying you couldn't do that because some media outlets that couldn't film were using Twitter as a way of reporting on the game.
Uh-huh.
So, but yeah, I think that's a little bit different, though.
It is, but it's still an example of
how, of control.
How larger, more powerful groups and in this case, the governor, are trying to control the message.
Definitely.
And you have plenty of politicians who are running for office who are putting sites together that look like news sites. And we discussed this before.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they're putting out their own political
That's true
stories.
Too. And you also, we're in an era now with no restrictions since Citizen United, where I think we're going to see a lot more rich guys, rich people, rich women, men winning office who can afford, to set up this kind of thing.
Yeah.
And that's, I don't know, I don't think that's good for democracy.
They control the narrative because they put out the information about them. So how could it be bad?
Yeah. Hey, we have run out of time for today. Our listeners can join us again next week at this time for more of Shop Talk.